Welcome back. Joined now by Brian Gimolero, the CSULB women's volleyball head coach and arguably one of the top, if not top, volleyball coaches in the country and running one of the best programs. And Brian, pleasure to see you again.
It's nice to see you, Art.
How's the team doing this year?
Well, we're doing well. We've been injured, and injury is a really difficult part of sports, something I've never understood. But the kids are hanging in there. Kids to me. The women are hanging in there very well. We're 17-4 currently. We'd like to be 21-0, but 17-4 is pretty good.
I saw the Yale game, and you have that 6'6" freshman, the black gal who's awesome.
Alexis Crimes.
Yes.
She's as good a student and as good a person with great character as she is a volleyball player. She's marvelous to be around every day.
And she's just a freshman.
Yeah, that makes
sense. So you have her for three more years.
She's a great kid. I'm lucky to be able to coach her.
Well, volleyball is really the top sport in audience and publicity for Long Beach State, and Brian's program has won several national titles and many appearances in the NCAA tournament and Final Four. How many titles do you have all told?
We have 3 NCAA championships and 8 trips to the Final Four.
Wow.
And we're proud of that.
Yeah.
Very proud of it. We're the first undefeated team. And
undefeated team, 36-0.
Yeah,
amazing.
We're proud of that.
Amazing.
But we're proud of the young people that come to our program and represent our community and our school.
And they are student athletes.
They're great student athletes. In fact, you'll be the first person to know this. We actually have 5 young women who will graduate this year and play next year. They're so far ahead of their academic standing that they're all going to graduate before they're done playing.
Amazing.
It is amazing.
And how many hours a day do you guys practice?
We practice 3 hours a day, and a few days we lift weights and add about a half hour onto those days.
So that's on top of the regular academic load, and they're graduating early.
Yes.
Amazing. Mm-hmm. Well, for those of you that haven't had a chance to visit the wonderful pyramid at Long Beach State and see this team in action, let's take a look at a clip from one of the games last year.
And she
25-19, Long Beach.
She would not want to come back in too early and risk re-injuring.
Well, I've had similar shoulder surgery, and it's no fun. And it does take a while to regain the confidence.
Beautiful.
With Crimes, Crum, and Boyson. Crimes hanging there, waiting for the set to get to her. Dig nicely, Lodato. Crum plays it over. Oh, trying to dink it over. And it was a good thing it was on the first hit. Was number 11, Mandy Becker, but it didn't work.
You know, the audience really bonds with the team, and the momentum builds. And volleyball is so much a game of momentum, it seems.
Well, it's one of the few sports that you go from offense to defense instantly. The ball changes direction, and it's the only sport I know that has where you can't catch the ball, and you don't have any bat or glove or something to hit it with. So it's a very intriguing game, very difficult game to play, and it's very emotional. The students have been great this year. We get a huge number of students that sit in the section and are very enthusiastic about the outcome of the games.
But this sense of momentum, where you feel a team is moving and there seems to be an adrenaline running and they get 3 or 4 in a row and some 8. I mean, how does that all play out?
Well, you hope you're on the right end of that.
Yeah.
And if not, then you have to do a training. The training has to be disciplined enough and responsible enough that you can overcome that. That it doesn't take you out of what you do, and you stay in the present.
I mean, if the other team gets some momentum, you stay focused.
That's
you
right.
Stay in your training.
Either way, it doesn't matter.
Oh,
either way, whatever. You have to play the point. You have to play this point. You can't let anything disrupt what has happened, whether positive or negative. You have to stay in the moment. It takes great discipline, and the only way you get that is through difficult training.
And I've heard you make statements even after a victory where you said the team did not play well or did not play up to where it should be, even though they won.
Well, you can take great solace in the fact that you won. But it's not about winning. It's about performance, about execution. It's about the way you conduct yourself individually and as a team. And if your execution and your discipline and your responsibility and the collective effort, your individual effort, adds to the collective effort, then you can feel very good about what happened.
Well, I know you feel that it's important for, regardless of, it's obviously important to win, but one of your goals is to see the team get better and better as the season goes along.
Right. That's to see kids grow in all ways. To see young people grow should be the goal of every coach. I mean, the goal is to watch them grow. And part of their growth is what they spend so much time doing, their volleyball.
Well, there's a very exciting announcement that's not a secret, and that, of course, is that the NCAA Final Four is going to be in Long Beach this year.
Yeah, it's December 16th through 18th. The NCAA Final Four will be at the Long Beach Arena, put on both jointly by the university and by the city. And we tried for 7 years to get this at our university, and it usually goes to a city that has a professional team, or goes to a city that has a university that is known for football. It's a real honor to be able to host this. The NCAA allowing us to host this puts us in a great light.
So you want to mark down on your calendars December 16th for the semifinal, and then the final game on December 18th. It's at the Long Beach Arena. It's not on campus. It's downtown at the arena. And this is a great feather in the cap of Brian and the program and Long Beach State and the city of Long Beach. And we want to be all out there supporting the teams in the final. Hopefully Long Beach State will be represented, but whether they are or not, this is a day in the life of Long Beach that is going to be long remembered.
Yeah, we want to make sure that we put on the best show, professional effort that we can. We need to sell out the arena, which is almost 11,000 people. We certainly don't want to be the place that doesn't sell out. It's a great show. I mean, they will be the four best teams in America.
Best teams in America. And we all came down for the swim trials, which was a huge success. Here's another chance to support a major sporting event.
Yeah, it's very unusual that, again, we applied for 7 years to get this, and we're very happy that we have it. And we want to want that to be a good Final Four. We want it to be the best Final Four ever. And that's our goal.
Okay, stay with us. We'll be talking with the coach about what makes a great coach tick. Stay with us.
Who are closest to you, from our family to yours. McCarty's Jewelry, since 1932.
The name Diversa defines excellence in precision hair cutting and design. Diversa Salon has been doing business for more than 20 years. For men and women, Diversa provides the total experience in haircuts, skincare, and a variety of services for more than 80 stylists and technicians. Our beauty supply stores feature Diversa brand and a large selection of major products to keep you looking your best. We have 3 convenient locations to serve you, so call now for an appointment. For the total experience, come to Diversa.
Welcome to Golden Security Bank. We are committed to providing commercial real estate loans that meet your specific needs. Golden Security Bank has been a wholesale lender in Southern California more than 20 years. And we've also been the top-ranked bank under $1 billion in assets and are now funding loans from $100,000 to $2.5 million. With our experienced team of loan consultants that have more than 70 years of combined commercial lending expertise, you will get a yes answer fast. Golden Security Bank, we look forward to putting our experience to work for you.
Welcome to Maury's of Naples. Maury's is a unique store specializing in wine, spirits, beers, gift baskets, gourmet food, and European specialties. Upon entering, you'll encounter a vast selection and a staff that is more than willing to assist you. Take time to look around. You'll be amazed. Wine and beer tasting is held every week. Visit Morey's.com to get the latest information. Morey's of Naples, since 1938, where customer satisfaction is our top priority.
We're back in Theme of Conversation with Brian Jamaliro, CSULB women's volleyball head coach and one of the best women's volleyball coaches in America. Brian was nice enough to bring this beautiful T-shirt, which I will proudly display and wear. And he was telling me before we went on air that the sales at Long Beach State of beach gear is among the highest in the nation.
Yeah, I was up at the bookstore, ran into the manager of the apparel, and she was telling me we were 10th in the nation in selling Long Beach State apparel, and I think it's great.
Well, some of our regular viewers know I teach there, and I've taught there for 30 years, and I have seen the bookstore expand their beach apparel section, and I think it's no accident that Dr. Maxson's infectious enthusiasm for the beach has triggered kids buying with their own money hats, shirts, sweaters, you name it.
Yeah, I think it's great, and I think you're right. The beach is hot. People want to be involved. People want to wear the apparel. That shirt, by the way, I want to say, was donated. We gave them away at a match, and we gave away 3,000, and they were donated by one of our boosters, Glenn Bickerstaff, and I think he'd probably faint if I knew I said that, because he kind of sits behind and does things like that. But people in the community get involved and help in that way. So those shirts were given out by the help of somebody in our community.
That's wonderful. Congratulations. I want to spend a moment, Brian, just talking about non-athletic side of what you do, because you are a coach and you are an inspiration to the young women under whose guidance your program runs. And we've talked before about the importance of values and ethics, and just say what you want about that.
Well, I think that, you know, educators' responsibility, and coaches are certainly teachers, is responsibility is to when kids look to you for answers and look to you for the way you conduct yourself with them, you want to teach them the way you want them to act when they're in charge. And they put me in charge of the program, so I have to make decisions every day. And I think coaches have to constantly go through a questioning of fairness and what is fair. And it's not something that's it's rigid and doesn't change daily and doesn't change by the player. To make decisions that you hope are based on strong values and integrity with them that affect their lives. You hope that they learn that you're an example for them, so that when they are in a position of influencing other young people, they will act the same way. And I think that has to be part of an educator's position on a daily matter. And sometimes we take that too seriously, maybe, but sometimes you can't take it any less seriously.
Yeah. I noticed another thing, that it seems very much to be always a team effort, even though you've had stars and superstars. Misty May is going to be the grand marshal of the Christmas parade coming up in December, an Olympian, a gold medalist, no less. But even with stars of that caliber, it's always a team effort.
Well, I think it's important that in a team game that you don't have anyone stand out by you. You don't put anybody in a position to stand out away from the crowd, except in their level of play. But their importance to the team, everyone is important.
Everyone's important to the team.
How important is a person who works so hard in practice and plays very little? I mean, they're giving an incredible effort for little. Little press coverage, little response by the public, but that person is very important to me.
And I'm sure your trainers and your other staff personnel who don't even play feel very much part of the effort.
Oh, they have to be. I mean, the way you win is, and I said this yesterday to the team, as a matter of fact, the way you win is we have 16 players in our program and 5 staff members, and it has to be 21 people against 21 people on the other side. It can't be 6 or 8 divided. It has to be a single purpose, and that it sounds almost a cliche, but the purpose has to be a unified purpose against an opposition, and that's what competition is.
And there are 315 women's volleyball teams in the country, and our team at Long Beach State is always among the very top in the nation.
Yeah, for a 14-year period, I could give you a strong argument that we were the best for 14 years, and we want to be. I mean, we represent a very important university and in a great city, and we want to be the best.
And, you know, it's different. It's great to be the best once. A lot of teams never get to that once. But to have a sustained level of excellence reflects so highly on you and the entire program.
Well, that's nice of you to say, but it is more difficult to stay on top than it is to get to the top.
Yep.
And what that needs, as I'm learning every day, I learn is that what it needs is an incredible amount of support from the people around you, and dedication from the people around you when things are difficult and making and it tests the decision makers on a daily basis.
And it's no secret that you have had opportunities, many opportunities, to go elsewhere with your reputation. And you've chosen to stay in Long Beach and be with this program because I know you love the city. Your daughters are at school here. Mm-hmm. And you love Long Beach.
Well, I have a son and daughter.
Son and daughter.
Son and daughter. They both go to public schools here. I'm very proud of my son being in the Poly Pace program at Long Beach Poly, and my son is at my daughter's at the GATE program at Stanford, and I'm very proud to have them in public schools. I'm very proud that they're in our city's public schools. I'm involved with the schools. The education is great, and I live in this city, and I enjoy living here, and I choose to live here, and it has been publicized that I had opportunities to go other places, but when I see the entire picture of things, I work at a great university for a great man, and it took years to develop this program, and we want to keep it that way.
Thank you so much. Good luck with the season. Congratulations on getting the Final Four, and let's all go to the pyramid and support this wonderful program. Thank you for joining us, and be with us next week for the next edition of Straight Talk. Good night, everyone.
Straight Talk has been brought to you by Southern California Edison and other fine sponsors. Support the quality sponsors who support Straight Talk.